underground preacher reaching out to the underground church. Today we're going to talk about rescue. Yeah, rescue. I thought for a long time when they say, oh, give your life to Jesus Christ. When you do the prayer and you believe that Jesus Christ saved you, you will be saved. I was like, oh, I'm saved. Oh, yeah, I'm saved. I'm going to go and get baptized, get dunked under the water until I see Jesus. Yeah, I went and got baptized and got dunked in the water. I didn't see Jesus, though, but eventually I seen Jesus. And I found myself doing the same thing. I'm like, wait, I'm saved now. I'm not supposed to be sinning. But yet, I was struggling with watching, popcorn. Every day, I would be sitting there watching popcorn. I'd be like, no, this is not right. This ain't right. But each time I would do it, I would go on my knees and be like, oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, help me. I will fast. I will really fast. I will pray. And believe me, it didn't go on for like a day or two. It went on for years. And I would go on my knees and pray. And next day, oh, here I go again. And I was like, okay, look, what happened? I got saved. So what is going on here? Why am I still doing the same thing? Oh no, this is not right. But I just keep going on my knees and I asked God for forgiveness. At some point I was like, Jesus, ain't you tired of me coming every day doing the same thing and asking you for forgiveness? Because this is nonsense over here. Because I don't think I will forgive myself. If I were to be asking myself for forgiveness, I would not have forgiven myself because you do the same thing and next day here you are doing the same thing again. And that's when Jesus told me something that blew my mind. The same reason why he doesn't stop the wicked man from being wicked. You know, he said, well, you're going to do it. You're going to sin. You're going to keep on watching your popcorn until it gets out of your system, until you realize that watching it is not good for you. I was like, wait, what? What? Yeah. He said, imagine you have a sour apple and a sweet apple in your hand, but you never had apple before, right? You bite sour apple, and then you bite sweet apple. But at first, you don't know there is sour apple and sweet apple. You're just eating them. And then, eventually, you start growing into, this apple tastes different. And this apple tastes different. Then you start noticing the different, sour and good and sweet. And you keep going until one day you, like, make up your mind. I would choose to go with the sweet one because this sour thing is, I'm tired of that. And you choose the good apples. He said, this is how it works. You grew up in a sinful world. You grew up sinning. You grew up eating the sour apples. But in the midst of that, you also grew up with God showing you the way of holiness. So, when you do holy things, you sow good seeds and you reap the benefit of the holy things, the good things. And you get the good fruit of that. So you like that. Yes. But yet you go back to the sour apple. You're feeding yourself with both until the time you can differentiate the two. You get a discernment. And then, but the discernment and the knowledge does not automatically give you the wisdom to choose what is good. That's where difference of wisdom and knowledge comes in. I had the knowledge of good and evil, but I did not have the wisdom of choosing good over evil. And I was like, okay, so that I have the information, the knowledge, is not enough to pick what is good. I have to grow in wisdom. That's why I was watching that popcorn. Until the time when I finally make that strong decision and was like, I was strong enough then to be like, no, I ain't gonna watch this. This is not good for me. And the urge was still there, but I was strong enough to be like, no, I'm fine. And eventually it died off. And I'm not watching popcorn anymore.
Praise God.
So with God, we have to understand, once you give your life to God, once you follow him, he rescues you from your sin. But that rescue is not a one-time thing. It's a continuous thing. It's a rescue, continuous rescue. Because there is bad habits you have in your life that you need to be rescued from. Another example, financial debts. What do you think? He got to rescue you from that. If he doesn't rescue you, you're not going to be able to manage your finances. Because you put yourself in a hole, you have bad ways of managing. He has to show you how. And I was homeless out there. At some point, I lost hope. But guess what? Jesus showed up. I was Christian, but I was homeless. And no, I wasn't homeless because I was smoking crack. No. I was homeless because of immigration issue. But it doesn't change the fact that I did experience that lifestyle to the fullness. And at some point I lost hope. It's like somebody once said, he said, when you take a lion out of the wilderness, yes, you can't take the wilderness out of the lion, but you put the lion in a zoo and you keep on watching the eyes of this lion, eventually you're going to see that wild side of that lion is going to get, it's going to get dim. So I was out there homeless at some point. I lost hope. I believed that that was how my life was meant to be. I didn't see how I could change it. I would pray every day. Trust. Well, repeat to myself the scripture, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thought of peace and not of evil. You know? But you be in this situation for like 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. At some point it's like the devil, because the devil constantly will tell you, you're not going nowhere, you're not going nowhere. And you know, faith comes by hearing. He keeps on repeating that to you. At some point, you're going to get beaten down. And just right there, when I got beaten down, and I was about to just lose it, I was just to just bow my head and be like, you know, that's it, I'm gone, that's it. Right at that moment, I was about to just give up. My life wasn't going anywhere. And Jesus showed up.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
He showed up. He rescued me.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
He rescued me.
Praise God.
I started understanding. I gave my life. He rescued me from sin. But I need rescue in every aspect of life. I need rescue every day. I need rescue in my finances. I need rescue in my marriage. I need rescue in the habits that I have carried on. I need rescue with the addictions that I had in my life. And that's what he meant by saying that he came to save us. He came to save us from all that. That's how much he loves us. Salvation is not just about, oh, he saved you from sin. And no, salvation is about he saved you from everything. And he's constantly coming to save you. And fast forward, after he saved me from that homelessness, I was like, oh, okay, I'm out. Praise God. But I forgot that mentally and emotionally, I was still stuck there. And he showed up again.
Blessed be his holy name.
He showed up again and saved me.
Hallelujah.
I was constantly going on my knees and I was like, God, don't you get tired? Don't you get tired of coming to my rescue from the mess that I did myself? But he said, no. 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 It's called grace. I don't deserve it. I cannot earn it. I cannot possibly work for this. But he shows up. It's called grace. While I was yet a sinner, while I was yet out there crazy, doing stuff, not caring for God, he saved me. He died to save me. And he's like, how much more is he going to take care of me when I start acknowledging him and following him? And that's when I realized, just like a father constantly coming to the rescue of his son, God is doing that even more. Constantly coming to your rescue. You go out, you fall, and he comes and he says, come on, get up, you're fine, you're gonna be fine. He cleans you over. Knowing that you're gonna go back there and do the same thing. But he comes and rescues you. All that, knowing that you're gonna do it. It is called grace. But he's doing it over and over because he also knows that by doing that, eventually you're gonna learn. Eventually you're gonna grow in wisdom and choose to stay clean, because staying clean is better than going out and getting dirty in the mud. So don't beat up yourself when you find yourself doing the same thing. Don't beat up yourself if people look at you and be like, oh, you think you're a Christian, but here you are doing this. No, just focus on God. Keep praying and fasting. Don't give up. Because eventually you're going to grow in wisdom. You already know that what you're doing is not good. But knowledge does not give you the power that wisdom does. Information that you know something, knowledge does not give you the ability to choose what is right over what is evil. Only wisdom gives you that. That's why the Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Because when you fear God, you start staying away from what's evil for the sake of God. And you start learning wisdom. And as you do it, you grow in wisdom. And as you do it, you let him go of sin. And you embracing holiness and you grow in holiness. But in the meantime, don't beat yourself up. Just understand. Grace. Salvation. You need to be saved. You must be saved. That's why God gave us grace. Because without it, you would never be saved. You cannot save yourself. I'm sorry to tell you that, but that's the truth. You cannot save yourself. If you still believe that you can, you haven't even woke up to reality yet. That's what I had to say today. Don't beat yourself up. Embrace the rescue that Jesus Christ has for you. And just keep going. Keep focusing on Him. And eventually, you're going to grow in wisdom. Walking in holiness is not going to be as hard as it used to. Amen. And underground preacher to the underground church. And I'm out.